name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, the one God, amen. This Sunday is the last Sunday of Lent. We have one more week to go. Friday is the end of fasting for Lent. Then we start the rites of the Passion Week. So for those who have not fasted yet, who have not repented, or still have some faults, we can work on it this week. And of course, Passion Week or Pascha Week is the great and strict fast. And the whole week we're in church usually. For those who are able to take off work this week would be great. The Gospel today is a reading from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 9, verses 1 to 41, and speaks about the man born blind. So imagine you're born blind, you've never seen the light, you've never seen the image of others, you've never seen anything. It's something not easy to comprehend or to understand. This is why it's a great miracle. But let me speak first of the state of the blind man. In those days, at the time of Christ, anyone who is disabled is a burden to society. And that's why society rejected them. Most of them, they were let go by their families to go and beg in front of the temple, in front of the city gates, for food or for money. Society looked down on them because they were considered the lowest class in society. They had no wealth, no power, and thus people did not respect them. This is why and how we judge others. By the way we wear our clothes, what car we have, where we live in our homes, what states, career we have. I'll make you my friend because of this. Beware of these people. They just want to be around you because of your status, your power, and your money. But there, in this story, there are several themes and lessons that we will learn from. I'll give you some points. The first is, of course, it proves that Jesus is creator. From the very beginning, he was one of the Holy Trinity that created the world, and God saw that it was good. In this message today, Jesus could have just touched his eyes and they would have been created because he's God. But he wanted to show us that we were from the earth. So he spat and made some clay and put it on his eyes. A form of creation. We are from the earth. This is why we will go back to the earth. This blind man had no eyes, but God created new eyes for him. We too are blind from birth, and sometimes we can't see God. For those who don't believe in God, some are atheists, some are different other forms of faiths and religions. And unfortunately, the blind will guide other blinds. If you're a family that does not believe in God, your children will come out not believing in God also. Thus, you are both blind. In our weaknesses, we can see God. And if this blind man wasn't blind, this miracle would not have happened. He would have stayed at home, and he would not have met Christ. This is why some of us might be a bit lazy and say, oh, I'm too lazy to go to church today, Sunday, which is the official day to go to church. You become lazy and then you don't meet Christ and you don't meet others. It's the same like the young youth who want to marry and have a future spouse, and they don't come to church, they don't come to the youth meetings, they don't meet people, good people, how are you going to get married? How are you going to find your future spouse? By sitting at home, doing nothing, or by going to places that you shouldn't be going to? And you'll marry someone that's not Christ-like, that's not from God. So for those who do, you have to be active. You have to be proactive. You have to put your foot down, and you have to start yourself. Don't wait for anyone to tell you. So when you are out and about, like this blind man, you will meet Christ, and you will meet others. If you can see well, then there's no need for any assistance. Sometimes we're well off, we don't need Christ in our lives. But then Christ said in the last few verses of this morning's gospel, if you can see well to the Pharisee, then you still sin. When we are weak, we become strong in Christ, in our weaknesses. Another point is the power of faith. This blind man was very, very faithful and very, very strong, although it's his first time to meet Christ. And this has happened to a lot of people who, when they meet Christ for the first time, they fall in love with him. They become stronger Christians and more powerful than Christians, born Christians. The blind man's faith healed Christ, the blind man's faith in Jesus healed his blindness. It reminds me of the sinful woman who loved Christ so much that he said that because of your love, I forgive you all the sins that you have committed, and everyone in the future will know your story. Even when this blind man didn't fully understand what is happening, but he followed Jesus' instructions, and his reward was seeing again. It's really important in our lives to trust in God's plan. There are a lot of things that happen in our lives that we don't understand, and we go through it and say, why God? But trust me, you just trust in God. He knows what's best for each one of us, even if it's very difficult. You might not see it now, but as you get older, you'll understand his plan. But some of us are too blind in this world to see God's plan for ourselves. And he says in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. There are people who are afraid to show their love for Christ or to prove their faith or to be Christian-like in front of others. We are afraid to do God's work. And because we're worried about what people will say about us, it's very sad. We must be about doing God's work. As Jesus said, it's your time now. During daytime, not during night when we're asleep. In verse 4 and 5, Christ said, I must do the work of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. As Christians, every one of you are lights in this world. God knows our time is limited here on earth, very limited. Do more of his work while you're still here. A few weeks ago we had that earthquake and some of us were afraid. And we got a lot of the young youth or the young kids coming to confess to the fathers. They were afraid. A little earthquake shook us. We have to be ready. As Christians today, many of us would like to receive God's blessings, but only a few would really like to do his commandments. How are you going to get God's blessings if you don't follow his teachings and his commandments. You can't. It's impossible. Bless me, God, but I want to follow you. Can't expect God to grant us good health and heal our infirmities when we are in active lifestyle. You have to have a good life, a healthy life, an active life. If you want to get sick, then do all the bad things. Smoking and drinking and wearing your life out. We can't expect God to grant us financial blessings if we're lazy, if we're not doing our work properly, if we're not eager to work hard. For those who have businesses, if we're just sitting around doing nothing, watching Tamsiliyat Ramadan on our phones for the whole month and not working, that's not helping you. Or at work, you're not showing that you love your work and you're keen to do your work. And this is how you lose your careers and your jobs. God will bless you financially when you do your effort. Finally, we can't expect God to grant us eternal life if we don't follow his commandments. I want to be in heaven, sure, but I don't want to follow your commandments. I want to do what I want. That's not going to help. Your eternity won't be there. Another point is Christ heals us spiritually. When he heals us physically, like this blind man, at the same time, he heals us spiritually. Believing in God is only the first step. It must be accompanied by faith. And we all know the famous verse, St. James chapter 2, 24. You see then that a man is justified by his works and not by faith alone. The man would have not been healed if he didn't follow Christ's instructions. And Christ told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam, and that's what he did exactly. He didn't say no or I don't trust you. He had the effort. No one guided him. He guided himself to the pool because he knows where it is. He went there and washed. This is a form of washing away our sins. This is why we call this Sunday the Sunday of what? Baptism. Tanasir. Sah? Aywa, sah, Tanasir. The Sunday of baptism. I remember in St. Bishoy Monastery, a lot of people bring their children and baptize them during this Sunday. We'd get hundreds of kids being baptized, and poor Abuna, who was in charge of the church and the baptism, he would call us, the fathers, to go and help him to baptize St. Bishoy Monastery. So a lot of people would come today and baptize. It was a tradition back then. Another point to today's gospel is the role of suffering. Man's blindness is not the result of sin, not all the time, but to glorify God in his power. And he suffered being blind, sure, but in his suffering, God used him for good. God can use even our most difficult experiences for good. A lot of us suffer and go through pain, and then we wonder why we're suffering. But God can use you for the good of this suffering. Some of us will experience this, and he'll make miracles by doing you a bit of suffering. So don't be upset. We go into difficult times and we complain and we can't bear our sufferings, but be assured that God is making a difference in your life, converting your sufferings to good. Of course, we can't see it, but at the end, you will see the light. In the midst of your trials, you will find joy. Again, in the midst of your trials, you will find joy. We might be feeling defeated right now because of the many, many challenges that we come in our way, we can still have the confidence that God will see us through it. So have patience, and especially during fastings, you have to have patience. And what's even worse, when Passion Week comes, it gets a bit more difficult, so hang in there. Another point is Jesus notices the least among us. Now, yesterday's gospel reading was about a blind man also that Christ healed, but the difference between him and today is that the gospel wrote his name down and his father's name down, so obviously they know this blind man. But this man born blind, his name wasn't mentioned. Obviously, he wasn't well known. And this is why Christ went to him, because he wasn't known as the other one. I'm sure the disciples didn't know him, so they didn't take Christ to heal him. This is how Christ works with those who are least amongst us. He has compassion, and Christ is kind. This is why it's really important in our life that we show compassion to others, especially those who are marginalized or in need. We have a tendency to care for ourselves only. What we want for ourselves only, not looking at anyone else. Sometimes even our families or our siblings or our children, we care about ourselves only. We are blind, leading others and not helping them. Finally, the last point is the danger of religious legalism. The Pharisees focus on legalism and adherence to rules, causing them to fall in their sin. The rule and tradition is more important than faith and healing. They didn't care about this man's healing. All they worried about was, why did this Christ heal on a Sabbath? Christ said in Matthew 15:8, "These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." This is a reminder of the danger of religious legalism and the importance of focusing on the spirit of God's teaching rather than the letter of the law. I want you to concentrate more on God's teachings and his commandments more than traditions. God's word in your life. In order to see him, you need your inner ear to be seeing and to be opened, and nothing can obstruct it from seeing. So overall, to this morning's gospel is a powerful reminder of the transformative power of faith, this blind man, and the importance of showing compassion to others, even in the face of opposition and criticism. May the Lord guide you and help you throughout this fast, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.